For the last 3 months, some 200 U.S. military advisors have been in Nigeria. They've gone to Africa to train Nigerian government troops selected for peacekeeping duty in war-torn Sierra Leone. More U.S. advisors will be coming in the future, training soldiers from other African countries. Ivan Watson has this report from Lagos.
800 Nigerian soldiers stand at attention on a dusty parade ground for a graduation ceremony.
Battalion! Battalion! Charge!
The 195th Motorized Infantry Battalion has just completed 10 weeks of training with a team of U.S. Special Forces instructors from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The Nigerian division commander, General Akpo Archibong, tells them their next assignment will be to protect civilians and to fight guerrilla rebels in the jungles of Sierra Leone.
You have to justify the training given to you by presenting to me heavy casualties on the part of the rebels.
The troops respond with rowdy cheers. They're scheduled to begin their peacekeeping duties later this month. The graduation marks the end of the first phase of Operation Focus Relief, a $50 million U.S. program to train and equip a half dozen West African battalions headed for peace enforcement in Sierra Leone. Private David Adlai says he's ready for the job.
We are going to fight the rebels. And we are going to win the battle.
But it will take much more than confidence to achieve peace in Sierra Leone. Despite the presence of a 13,000-man United Nations force, rebels of Sierra Leone's Revolutionary United Front continue to hold large parts of the country, including the main diamond-producing areas, and they're vowing never to surrender to Sierra Leone's elected government. Under the American training program, the Nigerian troops here have worked on battlefield tactics, marksmanship, and first aid. They've been given everything from American-made uniforms, helmets, and even eyeglasses to mortars, machine guns, and ammunition. Warrant Officer Brian Wilson says one key component of the training was classroom-style lectures on human rights.
We talked about collateral damage. You know, when you're going into a village and you're receiving fire, you can't spray the entire village down because that's not warranted. You need to concentrate your fire on the specific threat. Do not destroy a mosque. Do not destroy a church simply because it's there, because it's of a differing faith than your own.
The U.S. advisors here have not been impressed with the competency of the Nigerian troops. Warrant Officer Wilson says he should have had 6 months to properly train the 195th Battalion.
Are they where we would really like them to be? No, I don't think you can get there in 10 weeks. And we would have liked to have had a lot more time with them. But that's for others to decide. We did the best we could do with them in the 10 weeks that we had. I can say unequivocally, though, that they are much better prepared than had they not had this training.
Nigerian troops have long played the leading role in regional attempts to bring an end to the conflicts that have ravaged West Africa. The Nigerians have been praised for bravery in Sierra Leone. They have also been accused of human rights violations, although these paled in comparison with the abuses committed by the rebels, who have earned a reputation for brutality unmatched anywhere else in Africa.
Hip, hip, hip.
The Nigerian troops are in a festive mood as they complete their training program. But there is an ominous backdrop to the ceremony here. Not only is there no sign of an end to the warfare in Sierra Leone, but now the conflict is spreading across the northern border into Guinea. And it involves Liberian troops as well as Sierra Leonean rebels and Guinean government forces. Hundreds have already been killed, and the UN says tens of thousands of civilian refugees could face starvation. West African nations decided last week to send an additional 1,600 armed monitors to attempt to control Guinea's porous jungle border, trying to prevent one volatile corner of Africa from becoming a bloody triangle of civil war. For NPR News, I'm Ivan Watson in Lagos.